This is Stuck in America, and I am stuck in America, not only physically, but also mentally. And a lot of people are stuck in America. And the reason why I keep bringing it up so they can, like, get used to understanding that stuck in America is not necessarily a bad thing. Some people are stuck in London. We just so happen to be in America. And all this encompass, this body, getting your body done, booties done, titty done, not satisfied with the way you look, you're getting gaslighted, the LGBTQQ and all the other acronyms, community, that stuff is predominantly American thing. I'm not saying that they're homosexuals in other places of the world, but however, it's definitely getting pumped out in America. So anyway, but we have a culture and a way of doing things here in America that it's really not popular everywhere else in the world. And we grow up in that. And when we grow up in that, then we become stuck. We become stuck in those mindsets. And some people may experience this, right? You go to a different state, you go to a different country, and you go to a different place, and you can't get certain things out of your head when you get to where you're going. Even in America, I'm from Baltimore. It's gangster, it's gritty, it's hard, it's a struggle, it's tough. It's also fun, it's lit, like it's very distracting, but it's a bubble, it's small, it's a box. And because of that, when I come to New York sometimes and see the projects, that blow my mind when white people walk out the door in the projects. They say that's gentrification. Baltimore, that's crackheads. You understand what I'm saying? So being stuck in America or stuck in your city is about that. But also the other side of that is making it in America and making it and being successful. So also we're going to have guests, and I have my list of people that I'm going to bring on that are people that have done things successful in America, that has made it through all the mindsets, all the triumph, all the bull crap, everything that could have happened to them. They overcame it. And something London said, London is a great friend of mine. We actually went to Warbrook together, Warbrook High School in Baltimore, Maryland, which is closed because niggas kept lighting the trash cans in the bathroom on fire, as well as it was just Paru. I grew up with all the gangbangers, which I don't look like that, right? People think, yeah, you from the county in Baltimore. That mean like you from like the suburbs. You from the suburbs. You from Staten Island. Like, niggas, gangsters of Staten Island. But anyway, but being stuck in America is the mindsets that encompass that. But having people that made it from out of those struggles, if y'all find it funny, let me know. Because sometimes I'm being funny, I don't know I'm being funny. If you was around me, you know what I'm saying right now. And then sometimes I'm being funny on purpose. Like, you know, I ain't got nothing funny to say right now, right this second. I might say something funny in another second, but just right this second, I'm not thinking of funny stuff. I got funny stuff to say. I just don't got it right now. Okay. It's also the coming out of the mindsets of the world, like, or coming out, realizing that I was thinking ass backwards and now I think better. You know what I mean? And that's where we at right now. Yeah. So just be ready for whatever, be ready for. Growing up, I got beatings. I got beat by my little brother. My mom picked my little brother up and beat me with him. But that changed my life, you know, because she hit me really hard with him. She also beat me with a telephone cord. She beat me with a extension cord. She beat me in the shower. She beat me. Then my grandma beat me. Then my grandfather beat me. But I'm only saying that to let y'all know I wasn't abused, all right? But those things made me stuck in America, made me better, made me great. All so many things to be thankful for and grateful for about growing up. Now, this next level, right? So I told y'all I'm on Hinge. I did have sex. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit, all right? I'm going to talk about that a little bit. One, all right, so look. And I don't have sex that often. But I'm going to be open with y'all sometimes, right? I do have a high body count, and I have had a high body count. But since 2018, it started slowing down. And I don't think it slowed down because I was corny. Well, 2016 was lit. But 2018, I started kind of slowing down. 2019, I found this girl. She actually lived up in here, New York, and she probably the reason why I'm in New York to this day. So her, I met her, and, like, I started slowing down, having sex. Now, me and her, we didn't have sex for, like, 10 months. Okay, I ain't had sex with her for like 10 months, which was fine because I had other shorties. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I started slowing down. I started realizing like, yo, you're being able to like talk to less girls at a time at one time. You understand what I'm saying? Like, oh, you talking to her. You've been talking to her for the past year. You've been talking to her for the past 2 years. Y'all been friends. Y'all been cordial. Y'all been cool. Everything been smooth most of the times. I mean, it was some bumps. One time the girl threw a birthday cake on my car on my birthday, the day after my birthday, and I had to work with Jess, and Jess was like, what kind of friends you got? So I had sex anyway. I keep saying I had sex because I was excited about it, but one thing I'm realizing, I like internet better. I don't know if it's me, and y'all can let me know if it's y'all too, but I like to watch, not porn, because I'm not into like pre-recorded That just pre-recorded content just like blow my mind. Production. I like live. Now, this is the second time I'm opening up about this, but this is the first time I open up on my platform about it, right? Back in 2020, we was in a pandemic. I ain't had no ladies to talk to, and the only entertainment was not porn for me because I don't like that. I think that's disgusting. I don't know why, but I was watching live girls on ChatUbate. Well, at the time it was Pornhub because Pornhub, theirs was cool. I didn't know that people was getting super nasty on other platforms, but that was cool. And I would literally get on these chat rooms just to talk to people in their country about what's happening during the pandemic. Now, I know that's crazy, but come on now. I like the digital world, and I think it's kind of because I'm a digital person and like, bro, like what? So I don't know if, and y'all can let me know, I like having personal connections. Sex sometimes feels like it's better inside my head than in the physical world. And in the physical world, it'd be like, ugh, I don't want to do what I think inside of my head. That's crazy, right? Not no more. I feel like I've done a lot of what I thought about, but in the actual universe, the world, the tangibles, I feel like for some reason I just be feeling like it's wrong. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I feel like certain activities done sexually should not be done in this world. I don't know. Sex must be from a different place. But so I don't have sex as much as I used to. And if it's anybody else that feel that way, I want to know because I ain't know. But I think I like the digital world better. I think sometimes because I like it because like you can't. I'm a big on smells. So you can't smell a person. You don't know what they smell like. So if you don't know what they smell like, then that makes the experience better. But sometimes you just be like, I know how coochies stink. And even if it don't stink, it smell like something that you don't want to smell. At least for me. Like, I don't want to smell a little bit of your armpits. I don't want to smell it. I just don't want to smell it. And sad. So I don't know. It's been capping my experience. I do feel like once I get to a certain success place, then I will feel more comfortable being more open sexually with women. I had to clear that up, 2024. All this. But yeah, I feel like I would feel better once I enter to a certain level of success. That I want to have sex extravagantly. I know I said I don't want to be in an Airbnb. I want to be in my own place. Come on now, talk to me, somebody. I don't want to be in my homeboy basement or in my best friend's house. I don't want to be in a place I'm paying rent for. I might be in a place I'm paying rent for, but let me tell you something right now. I want to be, like, nice. I want to have sex in the Maybach. I want to do some things that, like, shorty gonna really, like, appreciate. And I want to be with someone that can appreciate that, too. Like, come on. Stuck in America. I don't want to be, like... All right, so anyway. So women now, that's in my age group. Like Don Arella said, I don't want to get a brand new old chick, right? I feel like a lot of times the first thing that they always want to know is like, what can you do for them? And I understand the value of that. I do understand the value of being with a man that can provide, protect, and that you feel safe around. Those are the things that, and they got some dollars. Provide, protect. I forgot the other one. But, man, I was in a relationship, and I was in love with someone, but not, like, so in love I was ready to get married. But then I found somebody that I felt like, oh, snap, we can get married because, like, you travel the world. You do all these things that I see myself doing, and now I'm doing it. But I see myself doing that, and I've seen myself, like, getting to that level of success that not that she had it, but that she also was striving to, and I felt like she didn't. In the time, I felt like she didn't settle for less. I felt like she didn't, like, take whatever somebody gave her. I'm never going to be that person, right? However, I do take less because I believe in the vision. I believe in where we're going, where we're heading to as far as on, like, the financial side of things. But I also just think, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was somebody I seen myself in. And that I felt good around, and she smelled good. I ain't never tasted her because we ain't never had sex, but she looked good, and she was very wholesome, and she was well put together. But there were some things that she was used to that I had to learn, and I learned most of it. And I ain't going to say that she wasn't to my benefit, but she was to my benefit that way. But then sometimes you just got to realize, like, yo, you have a certain value within yourself that you can't trade for the likes of other people. Like, I ain't about to trade who I am, even the messed up parts of me, to be what you want me to be. That is, and I want to let everybody know, Don't trade who you are, even the messed up ways about you, if it takes away from who you are internally, what you feel, what you thrive. So what? Your bedroom ain't clean, your car dirty. So what? That you like to take long walks. So what? That you like to have long conversations on the phone. So what? That you didn't brush your teeth today, or you didn't feel like washing up. So what? That you like playing video games all day. So what? That you like gothic clothes or music. Like, don't lose the things that make you feel like you for the sake of somebody else, because like, I don't agree with that. I feel like people should love you the way you are. They should love you until you become who you are, and they should love you through who you are, not try to get you to change who you are. They shouldn't try to make you and conform you in a way that goes outside of the timing of you becoming who you are. Like, that's important, and I feel like that's what I lost. Overall, I feel like when I looked in the mirror at myself, I could see myself, but I could also see that I was trying to satisfy some of the things that she was used to. And not everything that's like a woman is used to, we as men got to provide. And I get stirred up about it because I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at myself because I should have, like, you know, the famous T.I. son say, stand on business. And I feel like I ain't really stand on business. And I feel like I lost a lot. Not because of her again, but because of me. You know what I mean? So, but it was some things I learned or things I noticed that my dad didn't teach me that I had to gain on my own. And women want you to provide all this stuff for them. And what do they give you that another woman can't give you first? Because yes, we do want the nurturing. We do want the caring. But there's an essence. They got this thing in business called unique selling proposition. Like, what is your unique selling proposition as a woman for me, right? Like, I want to feel something when I'm with you, right? Not just like, and that's the other thing I had to minus the idea of like, oh, she traveling all over the world. She like doing all these different things in the world because I had me. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you. And whoever you with gonna be them, and you need to accept all of them so y'all can be y'all together. You feel me? Like, you gotta be you, like, all the way thoroughly through. And this episode is about, you know, stuck in America, me trying to do the right things, getting stuff wrong, stumbling along the way, that it made me realize some of the things that about myself that I needed to know. But also it made me realize that women do need some things. Women do need a certain level of provision. Women do need a certain level of protection. People, they need a certain level of safety that they feel when they with you. And, you know, most women will respect you when you provide those things. So I'm not going to act like we don't need to be providing. That also translated into my work world. And I had to kind of like put myself back together with like not trying to be a people pleaser or not trying to just like do everything the person wanted me to do because of this other situation that turned me internally. It just messed up my world. And I never even been in, like, even when I was married, like, I wasn't really trying to conform to the way that she wanted me. I just was trying to level us up. So that's important. And I just want to put that out there. Like, be careful where you work at, because that stuff could change you too. And my advice, just like every other relationship that you have, if it don't benefit you, walk out, get out the door, get away. But I just want to say that women, if you really do want to get a man, make sure that not what you bring to the table, because you are the table. But just make sure that that's what you want to do, because I feel like women live a double life when they say they want a man. It's like, you want a man, but you won't be celibate. You want a man, but you won't heal yourself. You want a man, but you won't date yourself. You want a man, but you won't get your stuff in order so that you can be right mentally. You want a man, but you don't know how you can add value to him other than caring and loving and protecting him. Because yes, men do want love from a woman. Yes, men do want to be comfort, but when that starts to get old, then what do you have? Because like what? And you know, I was having a conversation, and I got blocked, by the way. That's what I was saying. Mayno said I was thirsty. I got blocked. I think I got blocked because of her own self. I don't know why I got blocked, but girls be blocking me in New York, or they be like either blocking me or not talking to me no more or whatever, but it's probably how I'm meeting them. I know Angelique was like, yo, maybe you shouldn't meet them in a club. Maybe that's not the best place that you should meet them. I agree. All right. You know what I'm saying? I agree. Maybe I shouldn't be meeting chicks in a club or whatever, but I'm outside. Everybody outside. And we about to be outside. It's about to be summertime in spring. Nigga, it's about to be lit. You feel me? So I would say that. He said I was thirsty. I think I get what he's saying, though, because at the end of the call, he was like, yo, you should come to Chelsea house. Oh, all right, bet. Today, he like, oh, that's the problem. In work life, my work-life balance is crazy because, listen, I will definitely straight on. What do they call it? Like when it's time to work, I want to work right now. Whatever it's time to do, I want to do it right now. I don't want to wait. I want to do it now. Like, oh, I'm about to come see you today. Let's get it. sometimes I might be moving like I want to have sex right now, but I ain't going to have sex right now. But I do want to get in position to have sex right now. Like, let's chill right now. Like, what's going on? So I guess that can come across as thirsty. And I'm tired of this freaking world with all they perspectives. This girl going to tell me ain't no Netflix to chill. I wasn't trying to fuck you. I was just trying to eat some popcorn, sit on the couch and watch a movie. Damn. Like, all the terminology, and then niggas be talking about all the words, the girl stuff, the girls' words. They be like, that's too much for me, or period, or whatever the girls be saying, because I'll probably be saying it too. I don't even know I'll be saying it. But let me say something. Be you, all right? Be you internally, thoroughly, fully. Don't worry about none of that stuff. If you want to talk like a chick, talk like a chick. If you got the bitties, you got the bitties. That's what it is. Whatever it is, like, I'm going to work with this girl. I don't know. I've been thinking about it for a minute. But people don't like her, and she is like a bitch. But not a bad bitch. And she a bad bitch at the same time. You understand what I'm saying? But, like, stand on that. If you're going to be an a-hole, you're going to be a joke, you're going to crack on somebody, just stand on that. Because it's cool. It's all right. Like, people respect you being 100% a B-word than, or being, like, rude than being, like, halfway rude or timid, like, timidity. Like, people don't really like that. People in this world, God has designed you to be who you're going to be, right? When you be who you want to be, the world fully accepts that. That's what I realized. Like, the world also want to see you be a B. They want to see you be rude. They want to see you be a gangster. But it got to be in you thoroughly, because that's how you're going to grow to where you're going to go through. Like, that's where you're going to. You're going to have to be that. Anyway, this episode is getting entirely too long. But I got Hinge. Let's backtrack. I got Hinge. I paid for it. I'm about to start recording videos of me going on dates, because I want to go on dates. I want to make friends. And I want to have a hanky-panky or get something serious in relationships. So y'all going to follow me through that. I paid for Hinge. It is showing me some matches. I did match. I did have sex. Mano said I was thirsty. Okay, I'm just backtracking, y'all. I'm just giving y'all the backtrack. Mano said I was thirsty. I might be a little thirsty, but I'm only thirsty because I be working. And when we work, we get straight to work. All right, cool, bet. They say you ain't got to explain yourself to everybody, but that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm explaining myself. But anyway, that's it. That's the end of this episode. I don't even know how long that was, but God bless and good night.